what was it?
Jordan owned the Bar of Music here and the Bar of Music in Miami. Jordan liked to play two pianos. So in the summer, he would play two pianos here at the Bar of Music. In the winter, he would go over with a team, and he would leave a team here, and they would go this way. Miami, Hollywood, Miami,
Dad,
Hollywood.
At this point, Dad was just playing in.
With Roger.
Had not been on the West Coast, or he also had.
I don't think so. He had been recommended to Jordan, and Jordan liked him. At one time, Dad was accompanist for Carl Brisson. Another time, he was accompanist to Ruben Stein and his gold and silver strings, his golden violin or whatever the hell the thing was. And everybody he accompanied liked him. But for some reason, he and Roger decided to team up as two piano team, and they did very well. And then Roger got called to France, and by that time Dad came back here, and I think he had 9 different partners at various times. I tried to remember. There was Johnny Rank, there was Bob Brown, there was whatever. There was Denno Rubini, there was 2 or 3 other people. Jerry Lind, who was also known as something else. He had 2 names because his wife thought by numerology, if you changed his name, you'd do better.
Did it strike you at all odd or remarkable that this romantic performer would take an interest in a social worker as opposed to a dancer or an actress or something like that?
The interesting thing,
going back to the fact that your initial self-image was not romantic, right? Or
well, by that time with the USO, I realized that I wasn't that unattractive, and I'd had 2 or 3 offers of marriage.
Self-assured.
I had 2 or 3 offers of marriage by then.
What impelled you to turn those down?
Well, one guy said, we'll have the kids be Catholic, and the other guy was a nice fellow, but I just
didn't do anything.
Oh, and yes, and then there was Bill, and there was Johnny Nixon, and those were in Tampa with the Tampa Little Theater and a Clearwater. He was the captain of a bar.
So even before the USO, there were. Opportunities where
I
you felt appreciated
again,
and
things,
people were interested.
Right, I wasn't quite the dowdy old maid I had thought myself to be.
Right. So you.
And when I was with Dad mostly talked about Joan and about playing chamber music and about working with the USO, because they had to do that 2 or 3 times. They had to do shows. That's where
Miami,
that Meredith Wilson thing came from.
But he does in Miami. He was just playing at the bar.
No.
He played with the USO as well.
Whenever they asked him to come and do shows, and I think occasionally I would go with him and Roger to do things. I know the first time I met Roger, Roger was talking about the bear, and the bear chased the hunter, and he grabbed him, and the hunter remembered that if you tickle the bear under the arms, he'll let go. So he tickled the bear under the arms, and the bear let go, and the man ran, and the last thing he saw was the bear going this way. Also, Roger said that margarine, which had to be colored in those days, you had a block of white wax, and you took a little jelly bean, and you mixed it in to make it look like butter, and he said that if you take margarine and mix it with butter, it goes 4 times as far, because it makes twice as much, and you only like it half as well.